what have you had stuck on the roof, or when have you lost something important, perhaps, in the mail? We ask this because a Sydney woman has been left shocked. She received an unexpected, sorry we missed you note from a postie. Meryl Lloyd, good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Meryl. Thank you for coming on the program. Take us through what happened.
Basically, last Friday, I returned home from shopping with a friend, and she said, oh, you've got a postal delivery card in your screen door. I went, oh, cool. Looked at it and went, you know, apologies, I accidentally threw your parcel on the roof, perhaps use a broom. And I'm thinking, oh, it was almost as though the fella thought it was, or woman, I don't know who delivered, but it was almost as though that was a normal practice that we get our parcels off the roof with a broom. So,
It is. It's incredible. That's sort of brazen almost, isn't it?
Yeah, it was very funny. I mean, all we could do was laugh because it was as though this fella really thought, or woman, felt it was normal. This is how you deliver parcels. I mean, he must be feeling really silly now.
Do you presume then that the sorry we missed you note was written
yes.
after he had thrown your parcel towards your front door and accidentally thrown it too hard and it's gone on the roof?
Yes, yeah, because our front yard's a bit of a slope. So he probably thought, oh, I need to put a bit of effort behind this, and it just, was a little bit too hard and landed on the roof.
Can I ask what was it? Like, was it a breakable item in the parcel?
No, it was an item of clothing, so that was fine, but not fine at the same time.
No, it's not fine at all. It makes you wonder how many parcels are delivered via mid-air.
Well, apparently it's an odd practice, I think. It's just not normal.
And we put the photos up at 3rw.com.au if you want to have a look at this Meryl situation. 96900693. Have you made any inquiries, Meryl, about who delivered?
I put it on the Australia Post Complaints Facebook.
It's gone nuts.
And so far I haven't heard from Australia Post themselves. So I guess we'll see what happens.
Have you ever had any other parcels delivered via the roof?
This was actually a first. It's pretty exciting, really, isn't it?
It is. Did you have a broom with a long enough handle to get it down?
I actually had a mop that with an extendable handle because I'm only 5'1", so it's extremely difficult, even with a broom, for me to reach the roof. Luckily, it was on the edge, so I kind of was leaping in the air, swiping the broom around a few times and got it off the roof eventually. So it would have been funny if anyone was watching. We should have filmed that.
What has the reaction online been?
Look, most people see the humour in it, but also people are, you know, a little bit irate because that's not how we should be treated, really, should we? You know, it's packages. They should be treated with care. We pay for it. People pay for them to be delivered.
You're not paying, no one is paying to have their parcel thrown through the air.
No, that's right.
I'd love to hear from other listeners, people who have got stories of things not being delivered, delivered badly, never arriving at all. 96900 693 13 13 32. I'm sure you'll hear back from Australia Post, Meryl.
Oh, I hope so. I'd be interested to say, you know, hear what they've got to say. I mean, I don't wish the fella any ill will, but it, you know, it's the lesson learnt, I would hope.
You would hope so. He must have felt very guilty after it had happened.
Well, to leave a note. I mean, had he not left a note, we may not have seen it for a couple of days because it's not. You don't normally look at your roof. It's not something you do. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for giving us some time today. Your story has gone berserk on social media. So this is your 15 minutes of fame, Meryl.
Oh, thanks very much.
You're a superstar.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for coming on the program.